Johnny Manziel is thrilled to be back in Cleveland, getting back to the business of being a professional football player. One thing he made clear in his speech with the media is that he is ready to compete to be the starting quarterback of this team.
Very excited to be back. Be back in Cleveland, be back with the teammates, the coaches, just being in the environment. I think everybody's ready to get back to football and get back to what we all love doing. And for me, my main thing is people within this building, my teammates, coaching staff, the higher-ups in this organization. We've all been on the same page. We've all been good, continuing to move forward and try and represent this organization and this team in a positive manner and a positive light. So just very excited to be back in camp, and it's football 24/7. It's what I love doing. It's what I live for, and it's what my job is. So for me, I'm very excited to be back and can't wait to get this thing underway. I think Coach Pettine and the staff here is called this an open competition. I believe that it is. I'm just trying to get in here every day and try to be better as a player, as a teammate, really hone in on my craft and try and make this football team as good as it possibly can. And whatever my role is on this team, I think that'll be decided with the play within these next few weeks. And at the end of the day, what I want is what's best for this team and what's best for this organization moving forward, because this is about the Cleveland Browns. This isn't about me. This isn't about Brian. This isn't about just the quarterback position. It takes 22 positions on this team to make this whole thing work and come together. I mean, I'm absolutely a very competitive person, and I'm going to come out here every day and compete. I'm not going to shy down from any type of competition or anybody that really tests me, but at the same time, I'm worried about myself getting better as a football player, getting better at drops, throwing with accuracy, throwing on the run, doing everything, and just really commanding a huddle, letting these guys see me out on the field more and more. There's a lot that comes with being a rookie. I haven't been here very long, so there's a lot that goes into all of it. I mean, with time, as time goes on, I absolutely feel better day in and day out, continuing to go over things, getting back into our day one installs, day two installs, going over things again and again. I mean, you get better at it as time goes on. So there will be times where I make mistakes throughout this camp. That's a given. That's going to happen. So I know that, and I'm not worried about that. It's just trying to learn from those mistakes and get better as a quarterback moving forward. I interpret it exactly the way he said it. I mean, it's not two short little plays anymore. It's you have a lot to a play call. You have a lot to read. You have a lot of different things that weren't asked of me at A&M. You have to deal with protections. You have to deal with certain things. And moving forward, yeah, I have to adapt to that. I have to get better and continue to learn the game of football more and more. I'm not sitting up here today saying I know everything or I've even close to perfecting this thing. So I'm still a young guy, a young player, and there's a lot for me to learn and a lot for me to do moving forward. I think there are definitely things I can do moving forward to help better act as a professional. And at the same time, I'm still learning how to do that, still getting used to this role, still getting used to this league, still getting used to being a pro football player. I mean, I'm not in college anymore. There's things I need to do better. And that's just part of being a professional. And hopefully with time and with going through this season and as time goes on, we'll get better at doing that. Yeah, the fans have been incredible. I mean, from the day that I got drafted in New York, they've been incredible. And up until now, the buzz in the city about sports in general, I mean, not just football, but you look at basketball now, you look at the Indians are playing well. I mean, but especially for the Browns, this state, this town has been great for us. It's been great to me personally. I mean, obviously, I think it's great for this area. I think it's great for the city. I think it's great for the Cavs. I think it's great for me. I mean, it's obviously a very, very good friend of mine now moving forward, pretty much a business partner of mine, and I've exchanged texts back and forth. So him being in the area, him being right down the road is it definitely excites me. It's going to be awesome being to go to Cavs games and watch him play, watch the best basketball player in the world play. So I'm very excited and really excited that he can come watch us play and be involved with this program again like he was before. And more than anything, I'm happy for him and his family and being able to come back home where obviously he loves it here.